Simon Coveney has announced today that he won't be running in the next general election. After 26 years in electoral politics, the Cork man is bowing out. He's been Minister for Agriculture, Foreign Affairs and Minister for Enterprise, and he has been Taoiseach and he's on the line. Good afternoon, Simon Coveney.
Hi, Carol. Thanks very much for having me on.
Well, can you tell us why you have made this decision?
Oh, well, look, I mean, I think, one of the challenges of being in a leadership position is knowing when to leave, you know. And I think, you know, I've been in politics now for 26 years, my entire working life. You know, I made a decision to enter politics when I was 25. I've been incredibly fortunate to have the support of my constituency since then. That's almost it's more than a quarter of a century. I've held many positions that really I could never have dreamt of before entering politics, including becoming Taoiseach for nearly 3 years. And so, you know, when there was a leadership change in Fine Gael, I had made my mind up quite some time ago that I wouldn't contest the leadership again in the party. But I, you know, it was very clear to me that Fine Gael needed renewal, needed new faces, new talent coming through. We've been in government now for 3 terms in a row. And what Simon Harris is doing for the party to re-energise it, to freshen it up, to bring through new people, new faces, new voices, new ideas, that's the right thing to do. And for me, in that context, it made sense not to make myself available to be a pick for the cabinet a few months ago. And I think it makes sense now as well, given the talent in my own constituency that wants to run for the Dáil, for me to give someone else a chance. And, you know, I've had, you know, an incredible political career, really, thanks to the support that my constituency has given me. And, you know, I think for me personally as well, it's probably the right time to change direction and look for some new challenges.
OK, and we'll talk a little bit about your career. But you say I wouldn't be leaving if I didn't think the future was bright. So does this renewal of Fine Gael without many of the old familiar faces, and we include Leo Varadkar, who said the same as you, that it's good to know when to go. Does this mean that Sinn Féin has a better that Fine Gael has a better chance of returning in a government after the next election with all of you gone?
I mean, strangely, I think so. You know, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, a lot of big names stepping down from politics, leaving electoral politics for Fine Gael. Actually, I see that as a positive thing. You know, if you look at my own county in Cork, where, you know, people like David Stanton, Michael Creed and myself are, you know, not standing in the next general election. But take a look at the councillors and the people who want to replace us. You know, they're ambitious, they're smart, they're good people, and they're motivated. And, you know, any sports team, any business structure, any community group, you know, you need to bring through new leaders and renew the thing every now and again. And I think that's where Fine Gael is right now. You know, we're going to go to the electorate in the next general election, seeking a 4th term in a row in government. And I think in order to be successful in that, we need to be able to show that the party is evolving, it's changing with society. And I think Simon Harris has done a great job at facilitating that kind of change over the last few months. And hopefully I've helped him in doing that. But I mean, it's true, I wouldn't be leaving politics if I felt I was leaving behind a party that was on the slide. Actually, I think the opposite is happening. I think Fine Gael is moving in the right direction. We have huge challenges to respond to as a party within government. But I think we have the talent to do that. And I hope we'll be able to persuade the electorate that that's the case as well. But,
and talking,
you know, for the
talking
first
of
time
ta- talent,
in 26
Simon
years, it'll be without me on the team.
Without you.
Just
talking of talent, you had to make this announcement because the nomination convention for Cork South Central is taking place. Have you anointed any talent for that?
No. I mean, look, by the way, I've been involved in the timelines around the convention and so on. So, you know, we're trying to choreograph this in a way that is professional and sensible. There are at least 6 people who have expressed an interest in running in Fine Gael. On the Fine Gael ticket in Cork South Central the next time round. Councillors like Shane O'Callaghan, Des Cal, Jack White, Una McCarthy, and then, you
would
know,
you
more seasoned people.
Would you be campaigning
like
for any of them? canvassing?
No, I don't want to leave out the other two, both John Mullins and, of course, Senator Jerry Butimer, who's been around a long time as well. So, you know, I've made a point of actually not picking sides. We have, in my constituency, tried to encourage competition and talent to come through, and it's fantastic that they all came through in the local elections. So, yeah, it'll be a really competitive convention in 2 weeks' time. And, you know, made the best team emerge. And I think, you know, whether we go with two candidates or three candidates, we'll have a very competitive team and a five-seater in a few months' time.
OK, your time as Minister for Foreign Affairs coincided with Brexit and, of course, what many would see as a deterioration in relations with Britain. There's a lot of energy and a lot of hope now around a reset of relations. What needs to happen to strengthen that UK-Irish relationship?
Oh, well, I think Keir Starmer as British Prime Minister will be really good for the British-Irish relationship. I know Keir Starmer very well because he was the Brexit negotiator for the Labour Party for a while I was in that position for the Irish government. He cares about Ireland. He also understands the Irish mindset, which isn't always the case in Westminster. He spent 5 years in Northern Ireland as a human rights advisor to the PSNI. So we do have a Prime Minister now who really understands why the partnership between Britain and Ireland at a government level is so important to a successful and stable peace process in the north. And I think that can be to our benefit. And I suspect both Micheál Martin and Simon Harris will be working closely with their counterparts in the British government to make sure that we take advantage of this new opportunity now. You know, it's no secret that the relationship between the Irish government and the Conservative led governments for the last number of years have been somewhat strained. That's a government that has decided to effectively make decisions without partnership linked to Northern Ireland, unfortunately at times, particularly around very sensitive issues like how we handle the legacy of the past. Whereas I think the new leadership within the British government wants to do the opposite. They want to build a